Module 3, Common Marketing Types, Part 1. As consumers, we know that there are many ways companies market their ideas and products, including television ads, newspaper flyers, websites, or coupons. Sometimes it can be confusing to determine which method of marketing will work for your product. But if you familiarize yourself with the different ways of marketing available, you can make the best decision. Most people find mixing the marketing types to be most effective. Additionally, customer surveys will help determine which methods are the most effective. Direct marketing. Direct marketing is a form of marketing that allows the business to advertise directly to the customer or consumer. Some examples include direct emails and catalog distributions to a specific address. This form of marketing emphasizes the need to focus on the customers and their wants and needs. This is based on demographics data, which can help grow a customer base, as well as gather information for market research and product improvement. Direct marketing is effective when aimed at the target market. For example, think of a toy ad that grabs a child's attention or a coffee ad that is aimed toward adults. This allows the company to create a call-to-action declaration such as the phrase, "Visit our website now," or "Have your parents call this 1-800 number." These calls to action pull customers back to the company. Examples of direct marketing: phone calls, text messaging, outdoor signs and billboards, interactive web pages, catalog distributions, promotional letters or offers. Active marketing. Active marketing is similar to direct marketing in that it still focuses on the individual consumers and their wants and needs. However, the approach and follow-through is much different. Active marketing aims to build a relationship with a customer and use fewer tactics to lure them. With this method, marketers will focus on a specific customer who is addressed individually. For example, a telemarketer call addresses the individual consumer, or a networker meets with customers face-to-face. The most common active marketing methods are online, since they usually provide more ways to form relationships, such as blogs, online forums, and even instant chatting, as long as the marketer is interacting with people and not just posting material one way. Examples of active marketing: cold calls, answering questions in an online forum, responding to blog posts, in-person networking, personal sales or interviews. Incoming marketing. Incoming marketing, also known as inbound marketing, is a type of marketing that is designed to draw in the customers by providing them information and providing opportunities to inquire back for more. This form of marketing is typically one-sided since the company will often bombard the consumer with information and wait for a return response. With these tactics, the company is hoping to address the wants or needs of consumers and let them know that the company can fill them. Incoming marketing makes it easy for consumers to find their product in online search engines and catalogs by using precise keywords and phrases. This is a great tactic for reaching out to a large target audience. It does not always, however, create a personal connection with customers. Examples of incoming marketing: search engine optimization, SEO, company web pages, blogs, social media such as Facebook or Twitter. Outgoing marketing. Outbound marketing is similar in many ways to active marketing because it sets out to introduce a product or service to the customers, even if they are not necessarily looking for it. This is the traditional method of marketing. It includes television commercials, radio ads, and banner ads on web pages. This is often the easiest way to market to customers because the company can advertise information in many different ways and target more people at once. They give out enough information to make customers aware of what they have to offer and then lead them back to the company. It's like casting an open net into the ocean and hoping to catch a certain number of fish. While this will bring in customers and spread the word about your company, you may be spending more time and effort casting the net rather than reeling in the fish. Examples of outgoing marketing: television commercials, magazine ads, telemarketing calls, internet ads, and web pages. Case study. Pat chose to use only outgoing marketing when opening a new flower shop. The ads were expensive, and Pat did not see the ROI expected. She increased the marketing budget, but the results were limited. Finally, Pat decided to use different types of marketing to determine which styles would be most effective. After 6 months, she saw a large increase in customers. After crunching the numbers, she realized that incoming marketing provided the largest ROI, leading to 30% of her sales, and she adjusted her marketing budget accordingly.